Dave's Tuesday Night Chats. Get the inside story on the show and the inside story on what's going on Coast to Coast. Just log on to coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com. Now you can hear Coast to Coast AM on demand. You'll be glad you did. You never know what you'll hear on Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie.
First-time caller, it's your turn on Coast to Coast.
You know, there was a time when our country was a great country. There was a time in the world where everybody wanted to embrace our culture, you know, pretty much become like us. Now everybody hates us. The dollar, you have to wonder if it's even worth the paper that it's printed on. I'm a patriot just like everybody else. I don't knock my country. I mean, I love my country. I guess I just don't like it right at the moment is a good way of putting it.
Well, you like the country. You don't like some of the people running things. And I do think if we get the right leaders in who care about people first and they don't throw money around willy-nilly, we may get out of it. Somebody's got to have the guts to say, this is going to be the worst 4 years of our life economically, but this is what we're going to do to fix this. I think we're going to win eventually. We're going to get out of it, but it's going to be one heck of a battle on our way.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time, on Premier Radio Networks. Tonight, an encore presentation of Coast to Coast AM from September 23rd, 1997.
All right, back now to David John Oates in Alaska. David, you're back on the air now. Is there more of the test, or are we done?
Well, let me just do one more example on the test, okay?
Sure.
And then we're done. And the purpose of this test is very simply to discount the idea of suggestion or projection. You know,
yes, of course.
Reverse speech is real, and it does exist. And I think we can disprove projection fairly easily. One of the reasons why I'm doing this is a major university in Australia has just come out with a report on reverse speech, and it's the first negative report to be issued yet, and most of the reports, independent studies, have all been very positive to reverse speech, but they're claiming that it is through suggestion only that people are hearing the phrases. So
all right.
We intend to combat that and do our official test of our own. We've got two universities in San Diego who have agreed to run it, and this is the first of it.
All right.
So we have one last example left, and this is a musical piece, and does this say Wolf in White Van, You're a Quiet Man, or Vets Still in Nam? And again. And forwards. Okay.
Well, good luck to them, because I couldn't get that one.
Right. Well, I threw that in at the end. It's a little bit tougher. The other says, Wolf in White Van, You're a Quiet Man, or Vet Still in Nam. And people, if you could please send me your answers or email me at backwards@reversespeech.com. Also, if you want information on our very first annual reverse speech conference to be held in San Diego on December the 12th, 13th, and 14th, contact us. And also, we are bringing out a newsletter called Backtalk. And this was actually in production many years ago. It was a fantastic publication. I'll be wanting to bring it out again. And our first issue will be out in a month. And it will be a free issue, the first one. So once again, if you want to get a hold of Backtalk, be on the subscriber list or come to our conference or send me the answers or get books, tapes, machines.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Before we're going to go to some classics, but a couple of faxes here. Art, on David Oates' reversal of what I said on the Area 51 employee line, quote, you won't be hearing from him again,
right,
and reversed it came out, make a man free.
Right.
Thought you might be interested to know that early in my career, I was told by a Buddhist monk in Laos that part of my journey was to release souls, that I always considered that death was indeed